Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Thanks. On that note, hi Ants, how are you doing today?
Good morning, I'm well, thanks. How are you?
I'm also really well. And as always, Ants van Rensburg is the clinic manager from Disc and Baby City. And today we've been speaking about toddlers. Are we allowed to bring toddlers to the Disc and Baby City clinics?
Absolutely. So unfortunately, usually when we see toddlers, it's either because they are feeling unwell, a little bit under the weather, or it's because we have to give them vaccines. So normally, from our perspective, when parents do bring their toddlers to us, it's normally not under the best circumstances, because children at that age, of, you know, when they are toddlers, they start becoming very clever, and they know that when they go to a nurse or go to a doctor, that if they are probably going to cry, especially if they're going to receive a vaccine. But at our clinics, in addition to giving all of the childhood vaccines, we also treat children that are sick, and we do this at all the Skim and Baby City clinics nationwide.
Ah, that is wonderful. That's actually really great, and something that I didn't even know. That's wonderful that you have an additional place where you can take, and also without waiting in a waiting room for too long.
Yes, absolutely.
Are your nurses equipped with dealing with toddler tantrums?
Absolutely. Most of our nurses are incredibly, actually all of our nurses are incredibly experienced with babies and toddlers. And we all learn in our own way different tricks and skills to help toddlers to calm them and to help them when they need to get a vaccine or when they are feeling sick, just to calm the situation. We often find that One trick that we use, and it's something that I certainly always used when I was still practicing, is that you need to acknowledge that a child is scared. When a parent brings a child to you for a vaccine, for example, children are very clever. Like I said, they know that something is going to happen right now. And the first thing that you actually need to do is to acknowledge that, you know, this child is actually very scared. If you try to talk around it or anything that in that way, child feels that they're not being acknowledged, and they won't trust you. So if you tell them, you know, I can see that you are really, really set up, but this is going to be so good, and why we are doing this, and this is important. And if you have that conversation with a child and they feel that you are taking notes of them, you are talking to them, they feel empowered, and it just makes the whole experience a little bit better.
Yeah, no, for sure. And it really helps, I think, also for the parents, to be honest. I think, and I just mentioned it to Anne because she's also obviously a sister and a nurse. And she, I mean, all of you, even you, Anne, you, I don't know if that's like the special training that you get, but you just have a very calming presence about you. And I think that filters also through to the parents in the end of the day, because, and that then can filter through to the toddler. So again, I can feel that calmingness, and I can just see how wonderful it can be to go to clinic with a rowdy toddler that is anticipating that, you know, when is the last vaccine that they get? When is the last vaccine that they get?
So after the 18 months vaccine, we give the next two vaccines at 6 years old. Then we also give the 9 years HPV vaccine, which is an optional vaccine for boys and girls. And then we do the 12-year vaccine. So the last scheduled vaccines for a child aims at 12 years old. And then after that, the next vaccines are usually the ones that are administered before they go to college or to university.
Great. As always, Ant, it's fantastic to chat with you. I look forward to it next week. Have a
good
night.
Thank you so much, Lundy.
Bye.
Thank you.